Absolutely.
All right. Tell us one more time what organization you're representing tonight and the Bedrock so we can connect with you too.
I'm with the Portland Standing Rock Solidarity Group.
Right on. And what
is your main focus, or what are you working on right now?
Mm-hmm. Right now, we're planning for an event tomorrow, which is a global day of action against the Dakota Access Pipeline. So all across America, people will be targeting the banks, especially Wells Fargo, Bank of America, JP Morgan and Chase, the banks that are funding this pipeline. By divesting our funds and closing our bank accounts, that is the way that us individuals vote every day, by where we put our money. So if we truly want to put our money where our mouth is, and if we truly value human rights and indigenous sovereignty, we have to target these banks, hold them accountable, and pull our funds.
That's excellent idea. Divestiture made change in South Africa, for mm-hmm. example.
Is there
a way, Ali, that folks can get, like I have belonged to two credit unions, which I assume are.
And you've been to Standing Rock.
And I've been to Standing Rock. I was
That's
in
amazing.
Standing Rock in
yeah,
September.
Yeah, I just got back last week.
It was an honor to be there. I was there at a relatively peaceful time, but it was amazing to be at the Red Warrior Camp and interview some of those folks for KBOO. But is there a way that, do you know of a resource online that or anywhere where people can check out their bank or their investments, if they're blessed or privileged enough to have them, to see, where their credit union, their bank, or their investment is investing?
Yes, actually there's a great resource called defunddapple.org.
Okay.
On there they have a list of the 17 banks that are currently sponsoring and funding the Dakota Access Pipeline. And they also have a list of local credit unions and credit unions in whatever city you are in that are choosing not to support violating basic human rights and
awesome.
Indigenous sovereignty.
And that's tomorrow.
Yes, that is tomorrow.
Divest your funds tomorrow. And let's get back to Ayo and Jarmila a minute and mention your event again. And what would you like to see who would you like to see placing candles this Saturday, December 3rd, 5 to 6?
Everyone, businesses included. Everyone, anyone that can, that is able, that has a lighter and has a candle, just to show that they have, that there is unity within the human race in Oregon, everywhere, all
amazing.
Over the United States.
It'd be amazing to see people riding their bikes with a little electrical candles, those little digital candles.
You know?
One of the things that strikes me about the idea of your unplug event, your unplug solidarity event, is that it seems to me as if part of the goal of it is to be sort of personally uplifting.
Yeah.
And as I've met so many people who have been to Standing Rock, we had live guests last night that were taking a caravan down there, including Buzz Nelson, the grandfather of the tribal chair of Standing Rock Tribe, and there was not a dry eye in this building. Mm-hmm. There's something about these struggles that hurt. They tear us down. And so I want to actually, and this is kind of a strange thing, but I want to circle back to your humans of color yoga. Mm-hmm. How do we take care of ourselves? How do we not get sick? I feel a little dumpy. Talk about humans of color yoga. Why is it important?
Well, part of the reason why it's important is that we're at this point, you know, people of color in particular are, you know, they're being pressed and overwhelmed with fear mongering and on every level. And, you know, one of the things that people do is try to kind of escape their bodies, you know, and our bodies are our vehicle for change, and we need to keep them healthy and happy in order to be able to, you know, create change. So yoga basically being knowing thyself, unity with yourself, you know, unity with your folks, your people, you know, on all levels, is one of the reasons why I wanted to have this class. It's just to remind people that they can have a safe place and be safe in their own bodies and check in with themselves instead of checking out. Because a lot of people check out when they're stressed or, you know, in crisis mode, in total shock, you know, and I think a lot of people, especially people of color right now, are in serious shock, and they're trying to find other ways of, you know, cope, you know, using other coping skills, and some of them are very unhealthy, and some of them are very violent, depending on what extreme you're dealing with. So, you know, people are out there protesting, but are they taking care of their bodies? Are they taking care of themselves? Are they nurturing themselves? Are they talking to their relatives? Are they talking to people that have actually worked through things like this in the past, you know, with their elders and what have you? I mean, just remembering to come back to yourself and come back to your community, I think is the main reason why we have this class.
I noticed on that Facebook page that there were a lot of racist trolls and that shocked me.
Yeah.
Wow. And Ayo, how can folks of people of color hook up with Humans of Color Yoga?
They can definitely go on Facebook, and we're at People's Co-op. That's where we are. They sponsor this event. So I definitely want to give a thank you to People's Co-op, because, I mean, even for our tabling for these candles, they have been a backbone for what we're doing. But yeah, you can find us on Facebook, and you can go on my Facebook page, Ayumide Nijo. So, I mean, that's kind of where you can find me.
Great. Yep. I wanted to bring it back to you, Ali, and talk about what's going on tomorrow. We've got about 2 minutes left. So if we can just go back around the table and say, who are you from? What's going on tomorrow, and how do people hook up?
Me personally, I'm actually new to Portland. I've only been here a few months, but having Indigenous ancestry in my own blood and having just come back from Standing Rock, it's really great to see that I just created this event and how many people are really coming together to make it happen. And so what we really see happening is people coming together on a collective level and unifying and realizing that, you know, we have the choice to really make the change we want to see, and we can't allow corporate oil and big banks to be making these decisions for our earth and for these vulnerable Indigenous tribes. Mm-hmm. So what we'll be doing tomorrow is really coming together and saying, no, we have to stand up and truly ask ourselves what we value. And if it's not aligned with what we're funding at the moment, then we have to take action in accord with that.
Is there a place online people can learn more about the event?
Yes, you can. We have a Facebook page. It is called Stand in Solidarity with Standing Rock, targeting Wells Fargo. Tomorrow there will be a march starting at the Pioneer Courthouse Square, and we will be marching to Wells Fargo, holding them accountable. Wells Fargo currently has 10% of their funds invested in the Dakota Access Pipeline, and they're the pipeline project's second largest contributor. So we will be targeting Wells Fargo in particular tomorrow, but it is not excluded to just Wells Fargo. We will also be targeting the other banks and encouraging people to close their accounts with whoever they have that's funding the project.
We're running out of show. So I want to say Jarmila Darby and Ayumide Nijo, talking about Unplug for Unity. That's everywhere in the United States this Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m. Turn out the lights, light up a candle in solidarity with the people of North Carolina. More on your Facebook page, Unplug for Unity, and also, as we said, People of Color Yoga. Yes. Thank you for your patience.
Humans of Color Yoga. Yeah, because it's all about human yoga. Beings.
Thank you so much for being here. We have
to
close out the news.
Yes, thank you.
And we got to take it to the fabulous Palace of Pledge. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you. Two things in it. You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael, Ray Bodwell, Jenny Yokoyama, Kyle Carizzi, and Chris Andre. Special thanks to everyone who has made a pledge in support of this radio station. Thank you very much. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. The awesome Lisa Loving. A podcast of our newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath, and 104.3 FM and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Theo Burke.
And I'm Lisa Loving. Coming up tomorrow on KBOO at 9 on Political Perspectives, investigative journalist and author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Greg Pallast, says the recent U.S. election was in fact rigged. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein and updates from Standing Rock. At 11, the Radio Zine hosts Alternates, Stephen Rosenfeld. He digs deep into the swing state recount efforts underway and what might come of them. A reminder, during the KBOO membership drive, that all new and increased gifts to KBOO are matched one-to-one through the end of the year. Thanks to the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate.
Hi, this is Tave. I'm here with Theo and Lisa and David. And we're here at KBOO. We're on day 2 of 3 of our fundraising drive. I'm hoping I can get 2 of you to call in the next 5 minutes. 2 of you new people. 2 of you 90% that listen to the show and do not donate yet to call in and donate. I'm hoping you can make a $20 a month pledge to KBOO. I've got a wonderful hoodie that's got a KBOO logo as a free gift to you if you can call up and make a $20 a month donation as a new member. We here at KBOO promote cross-pollination between diverse social movements simply by providing a space for activists and leaders to share their work. We have to band together. Our media outlets normalize exclusion and group thinking. We here at KBOO encourage communication and sharing of unheard perspectives. You heard Ayo and Jarmila earlier. KBOO's time is now. I say no way KKK, Yahoo KBOO. Become a member today. I'd also like to thank Paul, who's a brand new member, and Suji, a brand new member, and encourage you to call up and become a member too. If you're new and you call up, in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to ring this little cowbell I've got here. So call us at 877-500-5266. That phone number again is 877-500-KBOO. Or you can go online to kboo.fm. All of our donations that are brand new or increasing will be matched one-to-one by the Collins Foundation and SSI Shredding Systems. Thank you. Thank you to you all for listening and for considering making a donation to us. Thank you to them for matching. It's all about give and take, people. It's all about give and take. Take action and give to KBOO. You can do both of those in one fell swoop by calling us up at 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. I have a fantastic KBOO logo hoodie. It's black. It's super snuggly. If you're feeling chilly or all of this horrible news is just making you feel cold, call up. I've got a gift for you if you can make a brand new donation of $20 a month to KBOO. It's a black zip-up hoodie. It's super thick and super snuggly. It's got the logo on the left side. You can just show your swag to all your friends and tell them maybe they should walk in and give a donation. They can also call us at 877-500-5266 or go online, kboo.fm. We're in the new world here with internet, so kboo.fm, there's a big donate button. You just hit that. You can pay with a debit card. You can pay with a credit card. You can pull from a checking account. And if you want to walk in, we'll take cash, check, and we even can take a credit card. In fact, if you come in before 7, you can pop into the back room and say hi to me. I'm Tave. And I thank you for listening. Thank all of you so much for listening to KBOO and making this a part of your daily lives, your weekly lives, contributing to that thing that makes Portland so special. This is what makes Portland special, community radio. And Portland is different than some of these bigger cities like Seattle or Los Angeles or even San Francisco. We provide you a different type of public service by creating public affairs for you about what's going on in our local community. Black Lives Matter. We have an intersex show. We have Show for Youth. We have podcasts. We have cooking. You name it, we've got it. If you don't know all the things KBOO has, go online to kboo.fm. You can hit donate as a one-time donation or $20 a month, and I'll give you a gift of a hoodie logo. But you can also go and look at this list of all of the amazing programming that we have here that we do on a daily basis. You can look at our entire schedule, find a couple new shows that speak to you. Maybe something you never thought you'd listen to, like Swing and Country on Saturday from 6 to 9. Maybe you don't normally listen to the morning news and you'd like to listen to that. I encourage you to try something new. If you are one of the 90% of people who listen to KBOO and do not donate yet, I urge you to call me at 877-500-5266. That number again, 877-500-KBOO, or go online to kboo.fm, click donate, and have a happy holiday. I'm just really looking forward to the rest of the year with all of you wonderful listeners and all of us wonderful volunteers here at the station. Thank you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock on the dot. And next is a show I know you have been waiting for quite a few months because it only comes on the 5th Wednesday. It's Keeping It Real, so stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio holds an open meeting concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Program Advisory Committee